It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
You are listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
JD. Why I'm doing good.
Why'd you do that?
To give you some bonus latency.
Wow, it's much crazy.
Hey, it sounds like we're in a big place.
I can't even put these, I can't handle it.
He can't handle the latency.
It's just freaky.
It's awesome.
It's in your head.
It's awesome. Did you ever see that show on Netflix? He's a teacher, Mr. D.
Mr. D.
I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude.
No.
It's pretty funny. I think he's a Canadian comedian.
And it's an animation?
The guy, Mr. D.
Is it animated?
No, it's not.
It's real life.
Yeah, yeah. He's a school teacher.
That's what you guys should do.
Do what? Be school teachers?
No, no. I think you guys should create a...
And what guys are you talking about?
You and Lana.
Yeah?
We're not recording anymore, right?
Yeah, we are. Why?
Because I just... One, I see you doing clicks and stuff.
Yeah, do you want me to...
No, no, don't stop. It's all good.
What do you mean recording? This is live.
Whoa.
Sunday live.
Morning. Is it still going crazy?
I don't know. No, it's not. I don't know. Maybe it's the same. Is it the same?
Yeah.
He's got his cans on. Cans on. Cans off.
No, I'm saying that you and Lana should be creating a comedy. You can write.
Yes.
You write the screenplay for it, or what do they call that when it's TV?
Yeah, and write. And what's the screenplay on for TV? A sitcom?
No, I'm one of
the Jeff and Lana show. It's already written. It's in the can. It's pretty funny too.
I bet it is.
It is, yeah.
So
it's pretty comical.
You say it's in the can.
Yeah.
Who shot it? Where did you?
No, no, it's not shot, but I mean written.
Oh, in that can.
Yeah. It opens up with her walking in while I'm drinking out of the milk carton.
That's a good premise. I have to say that's a...
Nice way to start a sitcom show.
That pretty much nails it down, I'd have to say. And I'm telling you, for real, though, you guys should have something that you just got to do like 20 minutes of, 22 minutes
probably.
Yeah,
like probably. A pilot, even.
Yeah.
Shop it around.
Well, you can do that, but make tons of them. Maybe do one whole season and just release it on YouTube or Vimeo.
Yeah,
or
webisodes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think there's...
But it's time, man.
It's time and money, too.
Yeah.
You got to put in a little bit of investment and...
It's just... It's hard to do that. A little bit of music news. Steve Perry says no to a Journey reunion.
Steve Perry's he was a good singer, I have to admit. I know guys who don't like Journey because he's a guy who sings really high.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I don't know. I liked old Journey before he was in the band. It was really cool music.
Before he was in the band.
Yeah, they had three albums before he
ever
came into existence.
I thought it was one album.
No, there's three.
Wow.
Journey.
Journey 2 was one, I know. Right?
I think it's called Next.
Okay.
The second album. And the other one fails me.
It fails you? Yeah, I think it failed a lot of
Journey,
people.
Journey, Next, and I can't remember, man. But it was really cool stuff.
Good of course, rock. It was Greg Raleigh on keyboards, who was, of course, a Santana dude, and Neil Sean on guitar.
Yeah, and no Steve Perry.
And no Steve Perry. Who's on drums, though? Somebody really, really...
I can't remember.
Somebody... Really. Is,
okay. Yeah, you'd have to check on that.
But he's saying no to a Journey reunion.
Yeah, he's saying absolutely not.
And everybody else is saying, okay,
he wants
let's
to do
it.
His own thing, I guess, or whatever.
His
but,
own thing. Like,
but then again,
old.
That other guy that was singing for them, was he Korean or Taiwanian or something? But
Taiwanian, yes.
He was really good. Like, he was sounded just like Steve Perry.
Well, that's what you got to have.
He seemed like a little bit cooler guy. I don't know. Wasn't really into the Steve Perry thing. Although I didn't mind Journey like way later, like 20 years later. You know, like Wheel in the Sky was kind of a heavy tune or whatever. If they had another singer, I think it would have been cooler. But he did sell a lot of records and was something with the ladies, wasn't he?
He was something
with
the
guys.
Oh, for sure.
Didn't really, you know.
You know what would have been good singer for those guys? Would have been Bonnet. What's his first name? Scott Bonnet? No.
Oh, Graham Bonnet?
Graham Bonnet, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think...
As cool as Graham Bonnet was, he was a little bit different.
Well, so was Steve Perry. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess. But Graham Bonnet had a cooler voice than Steve Perry's high voice.
He had a real rock voice, for sure.
Yeah.
Whereas Steve Perry's
very distinctive voice. Operatic. And very distinctive looking guy, too. Short hair, clean cut, suit, aviator sunglasses. He didn't look really like he was...
The rock star guy.
Standard rock guy, yeah. Mick Mars has been vocal lately about Crew's pre-recorded backing vocals used in live performances.
So they have...
I never really would have known they did that, but they do that and he doesn't like it.
And don't they have to actually... isn't there have to be a disclaimer in the show when they...
I don't know.
It's, you're going to be listening to some pre-recorded stuff.
Common knowledge now.
Yeah, it is common knowledge. You know, I met Mick Mars once.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
On... In downtown LA.
I like that.
Yeah. He was talking to his guitar tech dude, who is the guitar guy at some famous music store. Hmm. Yeah.
Did you get an autograph or anything or no?
No, he was busy talking and my buddy Steve walks into the store. That's Mick Mars right there.
And Steve's a musician, right?
Steve Fitzmaurs is a musician. Yeah. He still plays around LA.
Yeah.
Cover band sort of deal. Cool. Yeah, that's very cool.
Playing LA is better than playing somewhere else. What do I think about what?
Pre-recorded backup vocals.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If they need them, whatever.
Led Zeppelin didn't use them.
No, I think it would be cooler if they just didn't have the backup vocals. Who cares about them?
Why not bring them along? Stones brought...
Bring vocals. Chicks, bring guys. Yeah, whatever. It's not like they can't afford it or anything like that. Here's something for you, Lippo.
It's not like they can't afford.
Yeah, to have somebody else. Like, pay me, I'll go do backup vocals. You don't even have to show me or nothing. Doobie Brothers have brought back Michael McDonald to appear on their upcoming album.
Why did you say this for you, Lippo?
Because we talked about him the other day.
Just because
Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald. Yeah. Was he the guy that did Wildfire at 70s? No, it can't be him. So. That's Michael Murphy. You're like, Wildfire. You know that old 70s? It's a good tune, though.
Yeah, that's not Michael
McDonald. I like 70s, man. I love it.
I love it, too.
I should be playing some 70s, but I'm not.
I am.
Okay. Well, let's get into some music right now.
Sounds good.
Duke Robillard. The song's called If This Is Love, and it's from Duke Robillard and the Pleasure Kings, an old album. I was at the old Olympic Records one day here in Windsor, and I saw this album with three guys, and I love three-piece outfits.
Yeah.
I have one on now. And he was a funny, kind of a funny-looking guy.
He is funny-looking
guy. A little bit, you know?
Awesome guitar player, though.
Yeah, he's really cool. So I bought the album, and it was one of the coolest things I ever bought. Duke Robillard and the Pleasure Kings.
Sweet. And just so you know, Vanessa Thomas from Songza, an online music service, will be joining me on You Talking to Me a little later in the show. So you're not going to want to miss that.
All right. This week, we have a topic like we're going to have every week. And this week's topic that we're going to discuss, talk around, go through rat holes with is streaming radio services, streaming music services. Sorry. Streaming music. Yeah.
Online music services, you could say, because some are streaming, some are on demand. There's like different types. So,
well, the ones that are on demand are also streaming. Everything's streaming.
Well, true.
You don't ever get to download the song and keep it for when you're not on the
I went out streaming last night. Oh, that was streaking.
Streaking, remember that?
No.
People still do it at sporting events.
Have you ever done it?
No.
Why not?
To be honest with you, it would be something that if
do
I
it
did
on next
do
week's
it,
show, <All right. laughs> run around with a portable recorder.
Hey. I'll do it right now.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Zip.
That sounded like a Family Guy episode.
It did,
which is crazy, by the way.
Why?
I watch Family Guy once in a while, and it's totally hilarious.
It
and
is.
The swearing, I can't get over all the swearing.
You like
and
that,
the words
don't you?
They use?
You like
wow.
it, don't you?
I love it
because it's real. That's why
it is really real. Yeah, it's like my family when my dad was around.
Awesome. It was so he was, what's his name?
Al.
The dad is Al?
My dad? Oh, Peter Griffin.
Peter, thank you.
Peter.
So your dad is like Peter?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Major. Yeah.
Okay. Did he had a sailor mouth?
No, it wasn't so much like a, he wasn't so much like that, but just the things he did and the trouble he got in and the cockamamie things he would do. Yeah. Craziness. That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show. That's right.
So let's talk about some of these online services. Spotify, Last.fm, iTunes Radio, Django. Oh, it's not Django like the movie, is it? It's just Django. Django. Yeah, Django is another one.
I'm sorry I didn't catch on to that.
Groove Shark. And then there's other like online internet radio, like using Shoutcast and TuneIn Radio.
Right.
Like that.
That's something else altogether, though.
Yeah. That's another show, I think. Eh? Internet radio.
I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm into that.
We know a little bit about that. And then there's other things to talk about as well, like distribution for artists, like licensing and stuff to actually be able to use that music or play that music. Or if you wanted to start an online streaming service of some kind, could you just start your own online streaming service? What would that be? That wouldn't that just that's it's streaming online if you didn't have like DJs or it wasn't a radio station.
Right. You could well that's yeah.
But do you more look at the ones that are kind of on demand where you can
have some say
interactability.
Interactability, that's you the like word that you just made up.
That's a whole other show.
Interaction. That's the whole thing. What level of interaction do these services allow you? And in general, the more you pay, the more
you can play.
The more you can play and repeat songs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned, this just happens to be the first thing that's on my iPad right now, and it's Pandora.
Right.
It is an internet radio station, and it has music streaming, automated music recommendations. So they make recommendations based on what you play.
Right. You can type in an artist or something like that, and it'll play music based on that artist or that genre
right.
kind of thing.
It used to be all over the place, but then I think the licensing thing got the best of them, and now they're only available in the United States, Australia, and New Zealand.
Right.
I have to think that...
I used to listen to Pandora
in the beginning. I did too.
Yeah.
Because
oh, I did for
the,
sure, 100%.
It was one of the first ones, wasn't
it? It was one of the first ones, yeah. If not the first online streaming music
where you were
and
allowed
not
to.
Internet radio.
Yeah, that you were allowed to say, I want to listen to yeah. some blues rock mm-hmm. music.
Yep, user input.
Yeah.
Listener input.
let's go through some history here. Savage Beast Technology was founded by Will Glaser, John Kraft, and Tim Westergren, which obviously was the precursor to Pandora. In April 2013, Pandora announced that their radio streaming service had passed 200 million users, about 70 million of whom are active monthly. Limitations. To comply with the requirements and protections offered by the DMCA, Digital Music...
Hell's Kitchen is a DMC.
Pandora only serves users in the United States, New Zealand, and Australia. Initially, this was enforced lightly by requiring a U.S. zip code at registration. But since 2007, Pandora has been using IP address filtering. That's how most people, most sites control country, the country of origin that you're in. It's like in, even getting a video off like NBC or CBS, they look at your IP address.
Maybe we can talk a little bit today about making yourself appear with a U.S. IP address.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And what are you spinning for us next, Lippo?
On the turntable today, which I want to talk about.
How the turntable?
How we carried our music around. How did we listen to our music?
In the past?
In the past.
Like what, record players and stuff, you mean?
Yeah.
A-track and whatnot? No, that's another great show.
No, I want to how it ties into the streaming service here. But this is one of those albums that was carried around from house to house.
Oh, yeah. This
was the portability of your music, was carrying vinyl around.
And not only vinyl, but 8-track and cassette. This?
Yeah. I remember my buddy Scott calling me up after school. You got to get over to my house. My brother just bought this album. It's called Montrose. Get your ass over here. This is one tune off that album. It's called Space Station Number 5.
Time to rise and leaving.
Montrose, Space Station Number 5.
Very cool tune. What do you got for us, Big JD?
I have something from a band called The Beyond. The song's called Eve of My Release. I was somewhere shopping for CDs one day years ago. I'm going to say maybe early 90s, something like that. And I came across another cool looking cover on a CD, bought it, and it happened to be pretty cool. There you go, The Beyond. Highly compressed, but I love highly compressed. I'm a compressor myself.
And tell the fine folks, what, how does that affect the song?
It adds a lot of punch to it, compressing it. It really limits...
it's not a limiter, it's a compressor.
Volume. Well, yeah, but it does a similar thing. But the compressor, it brings up the bottom end as well. So if you have something that's actually noisy, it's going to bring up noise as well as limiting your top end. Compress it, squeezes it.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows you to bring it up louder too, which is nice. So, you know, when you're actually mixing a song or something like that, using compression or what we use on the show.
Yeah, it's true.
We compress stuff and it allows us to bring up the volume.
So what time frame are we talking as far as The Beyond goes?
Maybe mid-90s or something like
mid-90s,
that.
Yeah.
From, yeah. I don't really know much about them.
Was it a cassette or?
No, it was actually a CD.
Compact disc. Yeah.
I want to say from Dr. Disc too, actually. But what I did want to say about when you were talking about cassettes and we were talking about 8-tracks and whatever for a brief...
Second.
The old cassettes that actually had paper labels. Remember that? And eventually they'd peel off or they get stuck in your trying to put them in something. Remember that?
Would pain in the... You mean pre-recorded music?
Yeah, pre-recorded store-bought cassette. But even just buying a cassette tape, they used to have... labels that were
if you
paper
actually
labels
stuck the labels on.
Yeah, or they come with it on like they were paper labels. I think they all, yeah, you didn't have to put the labels on those ones, I guess.
Right.
But the store-bought ones, a little bit later, they started coming out with the printing was like right on the plastic.
Because they realized that a lot of paper gets jammed in those cassette players. Get a cassette.
But that never changed for record albums. They always had a paper label.
Yeah, but you don't get your paper stuck on anything.
Well, I don't know. Were there any record players that you could actually slide the disc in?
Mobile? There was the mobile record player.
Because I know my cousin used to have a record player in his car long before I was probably even born. I don't know. But his was with a needle and you put it on. Like, I don't think you slid the album in something. But if they had them like that, then that paper could be a problem.
Could be.
But they never peeled off. I don't ever remember a record label peeling off.
It was the amount of moisture that gets under that glue is all that really matters. What is that?
Oh, I don't know. I was unrelated.
So are we going to talk about some more?
Let's talk about
music
some more.
Streaming services. One that I use, actually, there's one that I do use, and it's Slacker. I love Slacker Radio. They have
Slacker you can listen to freely in Canada, basically, right?
Yeah, they have a presence here. And the only way that you can listen to Slacker, same as RDO as well, I know, is through a mobile device. There is no where to go on the web to actually.
That's what it's all about these days anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, you want to bring your music with you, which is what I was getting to as far as, back in the day when we were kids, we want to bring our music somewhere. We'd bring it over to our girlfriend's house. We'd have a stack of records with us.
Right.
And we'd bring them with us. It was like the thing you brought. It would have, if wearing a backpack back in those days wasn't so either army-ish or, it wasn't cool, if you know what I mean. We actually carried, sometimes you put them in a grocery bag or whatever. But Slacker has basically three levels of service. There's the free service, which allows you to listen to a stream of music based on either music you've already liked or a station or a vibe. So when you fire up Slacker, it's station or vibe. Mm-hmm. So you have your stations, which, they probably got 30 to 50 of them, I'm guessing, or your vibe. So it's, what do you want to do on a Sunday night, or how do you want to wake up on a Friday morning? And they give you different sections within that as well. So it kind of gives you a feeling, and you can skip 6 times for free. After 6 times within I think it's like a 24.
So like if you're got it on your phone mobily and skipping down the road, you can only skip 6 times?
No. You can skip to the next song.
Oh, okay.
So you can do that 6 times.
Not very much. Yeah.
Well, you're right. It isn't very much. But if you want better selection, you can pay a little bit more money. I think it's $4. It brings you up to the next level of service. And that allows you to unlimited skips. Mm-hmm. And no ads.
Nice.
The next level higher, you can repeat songs and actually go look for very specific songs, and then based on that, it would, make another station or whatever. And then unlimited skips, repeats, and I want to say there's scrubbing too, but I'm not positive.
Well, that's kind of neat.
I haven't scrubbed in a while.
Yeah, why would you scrub, maybe? Just to get somewhere, or maybe if you want to learn the song or something like that?
Yeah, it gives you more freedom within the song, like if you want to learn it, or you just want to go over a certain part, or you want to make it a ringtone or whatever, I don't know. Just that's the limitations with Slacker. But I like it. It's got a good interface. It's cool and has a pretty good selection of music.
And just so everybody knows, Vanessa Thomas from Songza, an online music service, will be joining me on You Talking to Me a little later in the show. And once again, Dick Wagner coming to Carparelli's Sound Lounge today. And we happen to have him on again this week. And Dick, you're going to be at Carparelli's today, actually, doing your doing the clinic and book signing and everything. And it's going to be great to see you there, actually, this afternoon.
Thanks. You come over there, JD. If you'll be there, then it's going to be a great success for me. Good to see you.
I don't want it to be bad for you, so I better show up then.
You never, never. But it will be fun. We're going to talk a lot of music, play a lot of music, and discuss the ins and outs of and critique some songs from people. So if you got a song that you'd like to get my opinion on, for whatever that's worth, bring it over, play it for me, and I'll be happy to tear it apart in any way I can and tell you what I like about it, what I don't like about it. I'm a songwriter for 50 years, so I know about songs, and I know about how they should be structured and what may be right, totally right, or wrong about what you've written. That's just part of the songwriting clinic.
good stuff. We'll see you there this afternoon, Dick.
See you this afternoon, JD. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Dick. Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
All right, speaking of bringing your vinyl somewhere, this was a band that was the first band I ever heard of come out with three vinyl discs in the whole set. So it was like when you were carrying that thing.
And all studio, three studio records, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know how they talked the record company into that, but anyway, this is ELP with In the Beginning.
Good song.
Awesome vocals.
And we were just prior to this, we were talking about which
Slacker
Radio. I want to talk a little bit about Spotify, and Spotify is kind of similar. I mean, you can put together your own playlist of material, and you can, you know, the streaming stations, I guess you would call them. But the thing about Spotify, unfortunately, is that we can't listen to it in Canada. And I can't stand that.
I know.
You know what I mean? They can listen to it everywhere else, but not in Canada. Meanwhile, like the free trade thing between US and Canada is like, you know, it's where the two biggest things going pretty much. And, but anyway, it is available in, and I can just go on, but it's pretty much everywhere except here. Australia, Belgium, Finland, Denmark, Germany, France, Italy, Sweden, Poland.
Poland?
US, of course, Hong Kong, Mexico, Singapore, the UK, and just not in not in Canada.
I want to say Spotify started in the UK, JD.
Started in the UK?
I believe it did, yeah.
Spotify.
And one of the things about Spotify is that they are trying to become available on more than just mobile platforms. They're, as of December 2013, they are available on Android, BlackBerry, Boxy, obviously iOS, Linux. There's a Linux app for Spotify. Migo, Microsoft Windows. Remember that?
Yeah.
OS 10, Roku, you can get it on your Roku box, your Samsung smart TVs, your Sonos, which is a cool speaker system, which was another week's worth of topics, playing music in your environment, Squeezebox, some other service I haven't heard, TiVo, WDTV, which are those cool little boxes, WebOS, Windows Mobile, and Windows Phone. So Spotify is available on all those platforms. So it's just a matter of getting them into Canada. I think Canada's a sticky wicket, isn't it?
It is, for sure. For a lot of things.
For a lot of things, that's what I mean.
TV thing.
Yeah. You
know, the stuff that's on like Apple TV and whatnot.
Right.
Or other services, you know.
Yeah.
But the ones that they have available for their U.S. customers are a lot more variety.
And what did you want to say about getting your DNS from a U.S. source?
Yeah, I think you know a little bit more about that than I do. And you maybe have done, did you do that on your computer or something like that, possibly?
You do it on everything if you want to.
Well, I've done it for my Apple TV, and I actually can watch US Netflix, but I have not done it on my computer or did anything that changes my IP address. But is it as simple as going in and just changing some numbers, right?
Yeah, it's your DNS number. So your DNS basically is your domain name server. So it's where your device is going to look for this domain on the internet. In Canada, just like IP addresses, there's certain domain name servers that are native to this country. And there's some that are native to the United States. And you can just punch in one. Usually when you set up your computer or your tablet or your phone, it usually just spits out a number that your IP gives you, your IPS gives you. Mm-hmm. ISP, hello, internet provider. And but you can change that number to one that will point you to a U.S. source of content. And to get one, you just Google it up and make sure that you're getting a recent one, because they do change every once in a while. They realize that there's a lot of Canadians and other people are using these DNS server numbers that don't actually belong in the United States.
And people can just go search that out. Check it out.
Google it up. Make sure you get a recent one, though, so you don't waste your time.
There you go.
Just look for the date or whatever.
David Feinstein.
Feinstein.
It could be pronounced different ways. Feinstein.
Of course.
Feinstein.
You say Copenhagen. And
I know. We went through that on another show.
You say tomato. I say tomato.
Also from the Rods, he is.
Who is? David Feinstein?
Solo stuff. Yeah. And from Clash of Armor.
Clash of Armor?
Yep. His 2013 CD.
Metal Rules!
Oh, It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
Well, the way we listen to music has changed a great deal since records and tapes, but it seems we've even moved on from CDs and possibly the MP3. Songza is an online music service that allows you to listen to music from playlists and based on the mood you're in or what you're doing at any particular time. Music on demand, if you will. And today I'm joined by Canadian Managing Director of Songza, Vanessa Thomas. Welcome to You Talking to Me, Vanessa.
Well, thank you. Thanks for inviting me to join you.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you on to talk a little bit about Songza. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of Songza?
Sure. Three really smart guys came up with the idea of Songza. They sold their first company to Amazon, and Songza is their second baby, straight out of Brown's University. They are in Long Island City. Songza came to Canada, well, was born in March 2012, came to Canada August 2012, really grew organically to about 2.4 million monthly active users, and so they decided we better get integrated into the Canadian culture. We have so much support up there, so they opened the office here last last September 2013, and we've grown the team here. We've got 5 full-time and 8 part-time employees now.
Great, and it's great that you're in Canada because not all services are. I would think that's an advantage for you, but what else would you say might set your service apart from others?
Well, to that point, I think having an office here, particularly for Songza, because we're all about, as you mentioned in the opening, lifestyle and activity, and you have to organically integrate into the culture here or else you can't become Canadian in terms of the offerings of the playlists and the culture and the celebrities and the holidays and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's a big differentiator for us. We're also a service. We create content. We curate and push expertly curated playlists out to you based on those parameters around what you're doing and time of the day and what your mood is. A lot of the other services, obviously, you can pull and push content out, and that's a different structure than what we are. The thing I loved about Songza before I came working for them is that you don't really have to think about what kind of playlist you want. The concierge offers it up to you based on what you're doing at that very moment of the day.
And so what are members offered above non-members, like for somebody that just pops into the site and listens?
Yeah, so we're a free app. Most of our users use it as a free app. That's not our subscription's not really what we base our entire revenue model on.
Okay.
So we do have Club Songza. Some people opt to do that, and it's half the price of most subscriptions in this space. It's $3.99 a month. And you get to have more skips during the hour through the playlists, and you also eliminate some of the interface ads, and there's some exclusive content to the Club Songza users. But, you know, that is a smaller percentage of our users are Club Songza members.
Where would you say the majority of listeners are from geographically? Does Canada play a big part in that, or I suspect probably the U.S., though?
Well, actually, we're pretty much the same listener base in the U.S. and Canada. We've grown to about 2.7 million monthly uniques now. In terms of provinces, about 40% of those are in Ontario. We've got about 20% in BC, 20% Quebec, and the rest is sort of a sprinkled throughout Canada. But the listener base and the user base up here is as much as the U.S.
And then how are they listening? Like, what platforms? Is it primarily on a mobile platform?
Yeah, about 75% of it is mobile. And it's everything from iOS to Android to even BlackBerry 10.
That's amazing. Now, what happens when vehicles are well-equipped with Wi-Fi and more drivers are listening to services in this way? Is there anything that you guys might be doing now that might be in place for that kind of thing?
Well, it's a really expanding space. That's a good question. We are having lots of interesting discussions around that space right now, and I think it's a logical growth area for any streaming service. Mm-hmm. It's been exclusively the Sirius XM world up until now on the mobile, but obviously Apple just came out with it, and I think that's a very important conversation for all streaming services to be having right now.
And probably more of a secret than you'll let us know.
Yep.
What can we expect, maybe aside from that, can we expect in the future from Songza? Is there anything that you can tell us maybe that might be in the works? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're aware, we hired Alan Cross to head up our Canadian curation. We have 8 part-time curators here in Canada. We have lots of really interesting celebrity curation coming out, and we're working closely with all of the festivals in Canada. We're North by Northeast, Festival d'Été, TIFF, Luminato. We're really integrating into all of the celebrations around music in Canada. But we've got some interesting celebrity curation in the pipeline right now. You're going to see coming up in the next few weeks, actually. So I'm going to keep that part a secret.
Listeners will have to check out, well, listeners of our show, for sure, will have to check out songza.com. And Vanessa, thanks for being on You Talking to Me.
Happy to join you. Thanks so much for asking me.
Tell us about Vigilante Man.
Vigilante Man. Great movie, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was.
This is
Play the movie. Soundtrack.
No, this is an old blues tune. I would like to think I remember who played the original. And it wasn't quite this slow either. But it is just as cool as this version here. This is Nazareth off their Razmanaz album, which is a great album.
They were a great band.
I love them. And,
they're probably all still alive, no?
No.
What about Singer?
Singer is still alive,
yeah,
yes.
He can be doing something.
Yeah.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over this land. Lonely nights down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man comes home, chase the crowds in the rain. That's a vigilante man. Vigilante man. Vigilante man. Will I around from town to town?
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And we're back. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Do you think most people are listening to this in the morning?
I think so. I know I am.
Me too. I listen to on Sunday morning. Say, hey, that Big JD and Lippo.
That's when you get the show, actually. So no matter what time you're listening to it right now, know that you can listen to Big JD and Lippo in the morning, Sunday mornings, from the iTunes store. Subscribe for free or just listen. I like the fact that you can put that iTunes link into your browser and it goes to the show page in the browser.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It doesn't go to iTunes actually because there's a lot of people that don't know what iTunes even is. Some of them have Macs. Well, I don't know what iTunes is.
What?
Who's this? Listen to anything. I don't know. There's people though.
Those
I'm not
going
to name names.
You should out them right now.
Yeah. I might come out today on the show.
That was the rumor I heard. Anyway.
Whoa.
But I want to say.
Do those up.
No. I know what you're talking about. So you go to a page in your browser that looks like you're almost.
Looks like iTunes, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like iTunes. And then there's a little button there that says view in iTunes.
View or subscribe.
No, it just says view. So you get that same view in iTunes.
So you can go to iTunes.
And then subscribe to it.
Because
if you hit the subscribe
button. Listeners should subscribe. Then you get the show every Sunday morning. The show's going to be there for you if you subscribe to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it for sure.
I think it's a cool thing.
But I also like the idea if you could go on our Facebook page and just have them there.
Yeah, I can put them there, but they don't. You have to put that same URL and it goes to that page, right?
Yeah, I know. That's not what we want. We want to actually.
A player. A player right in Facebook. Yeah.
But they want more control.
There's probably some way to do it, but it just makes it more difficult for me.
Is there?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
You sure?
I think SoundCloud puts a player in and you can play.
I know, but then you got to host the show on SoundCloud.
That's what I mean. That makes it more difficult.
Because I did that. I put it on SoundCloud. I put our shows on SoundCloud. Then I did the thing. I'm thinking, why send people here? They can't subscribe in SoundCloud. So if you're making people
they're
go
always
somewhere,
better off going to iTunes. Where you want.
If you're going
to
out
something.
Of Facebook, you might as well go to iTunes.
Right. And plus, it's okay because of the fact that they can still monkey around on Facebook and not worry about losing the stream. So I like that idea. You know what I mean? It's going to open up another page. And I think it opens its own page. It doesn't take you away from Facebook. You know what I mean? It keeps your Facebook on, opens a new page.
New tab.
I believe. New tab or new page, depending on how you have it set up.
Really?
Yeah. And then you can listen and you can still be in Facebook and go away from your Facebook page where you were on our actual page or whatever. And it's not going to affect you listening.
Right.
Right? So that's okay. Whereas if you were playing it right in a player on the page, you can't leave the page. Or you'd have to, you know what I mean? You'd have to open up a new.
You would end up leaving the page.
Right. Yeah. You'd end up not.
All those are decisions that Facebook made. And I want to say that Facebook doesn't open up a new window no matter how you set it up. It always opens up a new tab. It's a tab thing. Browsers are tabs and Facebook knows it. And that's when, if you're looking at a Facebook page.
If I click on something to listen, it's not going to open up a new tab. It's going to go to another page or it's going to go
to another page. A new tab. Not a new window.
Not a new tab either. I can't have it tabbed and go right back to the other page. No, you have to go page back then.
All right.
I don't think it tabs.
I say it does.
All right.
All external.
Save it for next week's show.
No, we're going to find out right after this show, but we can talk about it next
week. We'll find
out
during the next, there is no other break.
No,
we're done.
Is there any other service that we didn't talk about? iTunes Radio.
Well, iTunes Radio, yeah. Give us that.
iTunes Radio, it's only available in, of all places, Australia.
And only available in iTunes.
In the United States. And obviously it's available in iTunes only, yes. So if you pay for iTunes Match, you get an ad-free version of it, and it allows you unlimited skips as well. But it's a radio station-based service as well, so you can favorite stuff. You have your own music, but it's not on demand, and it's another streaming service. So if you're paying the $25, you get that, and if not, you just are... You play genres, I'm assuming. I never actually played around in iTunes Radio because, like you say, we don't get that information or that service here.
Right. I like the idea of, what about the regular, like the iTunes radio stations they have now that we can listen to anywhere? Those are awesome.
They,
I mean, it's cool.
They gather a lot of radio stations, and you can even add more if you wanted to.
doing some kind of a show where we can maybe play and talk about show music, like TV themes and stuff like that. That'd be cool.
For
sure. A lot of cool old stuff that people would dig.
And there's even new stuff.
Well, new stuff, I guess. Not like the old stuff, though.
No, it's not like the old stuff.
Sanford and Son theme.
you want actual themes? Well, we can get into
all kinds of stuff. And the bands behind them.
I was going to say who's actually...
It's all about music here on Big J.D. and Limpo in the Morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's what we're trying to convey, that we're very music-centric. But like you say, there's a lot of cool music and even original music that is made for video-based stuff, TV shows, movies, stuff like that. What would be your favorite music-based movie?
Oh, music-based movie? Yeah. Like documentary type stuff and everything or
anything,
whatever?
It could be a documentary.
I don't know. There's so many things come to mind. I mean, I like the live concerts are cool. But then there's like, what, Woodstock and what are those recent ones about the recording studio there?
Sound City.
Yeah.
Did you see Celebration Day?
I saw some of Celebration Day. Okay. And what about that one, I guess, from the maybe the 60s, Alice's Restaurant? That kind of a music thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was some really bad acting.
Yeah, bad acting.
By musicians.
Yeah.
Which is, were the Beatles good actors in their movies? From what I understand, it was just go out and smoke and weed and go shoot film out in the park.
They weren't actors.
Really?
They were musicians.
Exactly. Yeah, so, but they did some animation work as well in like Yellow Submarine and stuff, which is kind of cool.
And we'll leave you with the thought of Yellow Submarine and see everybody back here next week on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place for Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.